PryWhy News. A company owned by Elon Musk is setting up antennas in New Jersey, and that's raising some legal concerns. WHYY's David Mathau reports.
Musk, who is heading up the Department of Government Efficiency, has fired hundreds of Federal Aviation Administration workers, including several at the William Hughes Technical Center outside of Atlantic City. At the same time, Starlink, a company owned by Musk, is trying to take over a federal contract to modernize the FAA's air traffic communications system. Craig Holman of the organization Public Citizen says if Musk is cutting employment at the FAA, a government agency he has a business interest in, it's a violation of the nation's conflict of interest law.
That prohibits any executive branch employee, any public employee, to use their own position to help enrich themselves or any company or any clients that they are directly linked to.
Musk said on social media the Starlink antenna equipment at the Hughes Technical Center has been installed at no cost to taxpayers, and the project is needed to restore air traffic control connectivity. From the New Jersey desk, David Mathau, WHYY News.
Governor Josh Shapiro got credit this week for unlocking federal money owed to Pennsylvania after suing the Trump administration for it. The money was released after the governor met with White House staff during a gathering of governors in Washington. Former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett, a Republican, said the reversal makes sense.
That's not surprising since Trump put him on that governor's council. So I think, you know, Josh made some kind of impression, some way or another, with the president in order to get that money unfrozen.
Governor Shapiro has not provided specifics about the talks. Other states have also secured funding after filing lawsuits of their own. Pennsylvania's congressional delegation voted along party lines to pass a budget resolution this week. More from Kylie Kaczynski.
The plan calls to cut spending by the House Energy and Commerce Committee by $880 billion over the next decade. That's the agency that oversees programs like Medicaid, Medicare, and the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP. Katie Brillhart is the Vice President of Government and External Affairs at Pennsylvania Partnerships for Children. She says to trim the budget that much, it would be impossible not to make cuts to Medicaid.
Honestly, the money is not there. There are not enough programs that they could shave off a bit of funding from and then only impact the Medicaid program very slightly.
A New York Times analysis found that even if Congress cuts everything not related to health care under the Energy and Commerce Committee, lawmakers would still be $600 billion short of their target. Advocates like Brillhart say they will continue to push lawmakers to keep Medicaid funded. Kylie Kaczynski in Pittsburgh.
The Penguins snapped up an overtime win over the Flyers yesterday, 5-4. Your Philly forecast calls for partly cloudy weather today, a high of 51 on our final day of February, with a wind about 10 to 20 miles.